This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
October 1st is Election Day in Bethel. Voters will go to the polls to cast ballots for Bethel City Council candidates. They'll also vote on three propositions involving alcohol and marijuana sales and local option in Bethel. To explain these propositions, I'm joined by KYUK reporter Greg Kim. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Anna Rose.
Proposition 1 reads, shall the City of Bethel adopt local option to prohibit the sale of alcoholic beverages except through a restaurant or eating place license? Yes or no? So let's start with the easy one. What does a no vote mean?
A no vote means no to local option, and you want to keep things the way they are right now. No means keeping alcohol sales.
And what does a yes on Proposition 1 mean?
Voting yes on Proposition 1 means yes to local option. All the liquor stores would close in 90 days after the election, and only restaurants could sell alcohol in Bethel.
So you could still get alcohol in Bethel if Proposition 1 passes.
Yeah, you can still fly it in yourself in your luggage, or you can order it from stores and they'll ship it to you.
And are there any rules about doing that?
Yeah, if you're going to fly it in your luggage, you need to remember to clearly label it as alcohol if you're bringing in more than 2 liters of wine, 1 gallon of beer, or 1 liter of distilled spirits. And there's a total limit on the amount of alcohol you can bring in, too. Whether you ship it in or fly it in your luggage, you can't have more than 10.5 liters of distilled spirits, 24 liters of wine, or 24 gallons of beer per month. Oh, and there's one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
The state's Alcoholic Beverage Control Board is going to keep track of how much alcohol you order per month in a database. But the only people who can see it are the liquor store employee when they're updating it, and the police can ask for it if they have probable cause to suspect you of bootlegging. Which, by the way, the punishment for bootlegging gets worse under local option.
How so?
Right now, it's a misdemeanor, but if we go under local option, bootlegging is going to become a felony.
Okay, that's Proposition 1. Now, remember to turn the ballot over at the polls because there are two more propositions on the back. Proposition 2 says, if local option is adopted, shall the City of Bethel opt to not apply a Class C felony to violations of Alaska Statutes 04-16-051, furnishing or delivery of alcoholic beverages to persons under the age of 21, yes or no? Okay, tell me about this one.
Well, Proposition 2 is only relevant if Proposition 1 passes. So if we're under local option, this is talking about the crime of giving alcohol to someone under the age of 21. Like, for example, if you're going to throw a party and there are people under 21 there and they're drinking, that's a crime. But Proposition 2 is going to decide whether that's a misdemeanor or a felony. So voting yes on Proposition 2 means it stays a misdemeanor, and voting no on Proposition 2 means it becomes a felony.
There is one more proposition on the ballot, Proposition 3. It deals with marijuana licenses in Bethel. It's longer, and I'm going to read the whole thing. Okay, Proposition 3 asks, shall the City of Bethel adopt a local option to prohibit the sale or importation for sale of marijuana and any marijuana product and prohibit the operation of any marijuana establishment, which includes the following license or endorsement types: a retail marijuana store, a marijuana cultivation facility, a marijuana manufacturing facility, a marijuana testing facility? Yes or no? Whew. Okay. Greg, tell me about this one.
Proposition 3 is a marijuana local option. And if Proposition 3 passes, then all marijuana licenses would be banned in Bethel. And that includes for all those types of marijuana businesses you listed, including a retail marijuana store, a cultivation facility, a manufacturing facility, and a testing facility. If Proposition 3 does not pass, then Bethel would remain the way it is now. Bethel would not enter local option status for marijuana, and all marijuana licenses would be available to grow, sell, or test marijuana.
If Proposition 3 passes, can people still import and use marijuana in Bethel?
You can definitely still use it and have it in Bethel, but getting it here gets a little complicated. It's illegal under federal law to take marijuana on a plane or ship it in the mail. But since state law says possession is legal, oftentimes it's just up to the TSA agent to decide how to enforce it. Yeah, so if Proposition 3 passes, then marijuana can still be brought into Bethel. People can still use it and possess it. However, it's illegal for anyone in Alaska to sell marijuana without a license.
And what is the current status of marijuana store licenses in Bethel?
One store, Alaska Buds, has received a license already to sell marijuana, and it's planning on opening later this year. Two other stores, Cusco Kush and Alaskan Grown Cannabis, also just received their retail licenses, but the protest period hasn't closed yet. The city council could still protest those stores. Alaskan Grown Cannabis also has a second proposed store, but the city council already protested that one. And there's one more proposed store called the Green Store, and the state's Marijuana Control Board hasn't reviewed the license for that one yet.
Greg Kim, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Bethel municipal elections are Tuesday, October 1st, to vote on Bethel City Council candidates and these three propositions. If you would like to vote before that date, absentee by mail applications are due September 20th, or you can go to Bethel City Hall between 8:30 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. and vote there until September 30th. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Please send your comments and news tips to news at kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yuktoon coming up.